بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد السلام عليكم شيخ.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
So شيخ, recently there's a lot happening between the Russia-Ukraine issue. So would you want to say us something about it?
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى سيد القرآن هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. It is he, Allah, who has sent his messenger, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, بالهدى, with the guidance and the religion of truth, ودين الحق. ليظهره على الدين كله, to make it apparent above all other religions. ولو كره المشركون, even if the مشركون, the polytheists, hate it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the world that the religion of Islam has become apparent. Muslims today are not as they are supposed to be with regards to adhering to the religion, being one ummah together. But Islam still is going forward. This religion started with one man, just one man. And now it is the largest religion on earth. There's no doubt. Even those who don't like Islam, like the Catholic Church, admitted to that. Among the religion of truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent with Muhammad, who is described in the Quran, his mission and himself, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we only sent you as a mercy for the existence, all that exists. Among his guidance in what the kuffar call Sharia, I can't even hear what they say, Sharia, the Sharia law, in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed humanity, especially Muslims, not to kill anyone unjustly, Muslim or non-Muslim. It's in the Quran. By the words of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as some of his companions reported from him, like Abdullah ibn Umar, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bukhari and Muslim, the two most authentic resources of hadith, prophetic hadith, an Islamic explanation of the Quran that came with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In those books and others, Abdullah ibn Umar says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade the killing of women and children. Of course, in warfare, otherwise it's even worse. But even in warfare, Rasulullah forbade the killing of women and children. He also said, if you pass by some people who are worshipping their Lord in their own places of worship, leave them alone. Let them continue doing what they're doing. He also forbade killing civilians of all kinds. And we have all kinds of evidence from the Quran and prophets and the prophet's Sunnah that make this explanation. So when you look at Ukraine, what's happening, Allah does not like mischief. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-fasad. Allah doesn't like mischief. This is mischief. Killing of women, children, and civilians is always rejected and always a wicked action. How can anyone be more wicked than killing women and children intentionally? Look at all what's happening there, all the shelling. They're using weapons that even some countries in the West don't have, these, cruise missiles and others, and they're using old weapons too, because they're sitting there. They have new weapons to bring, instead of those. So shoot them at the Ukrainians. And the Ukrainians are the same racial group as the Russians, the Slavs, both of them. They share history, they share culture, It is actually reported in history that the Russian people started in Ukraine. So what's it about? All this shelling and killing and destroying tanks, airplanes, missiles at a population that is largely like they don't have weapons, really. Maybe now they started receiving some weapons, even though they are calling for weapons of all kinds, but it's not coming. The West sat for a long time listening to Putin telling them exactly what he wants to do. Exactly. They didn't come up with the idea of, for example, let's give them anti-tank weapons, anti-aircraft weapons now, not after, now, before, last year. No, they waited. They gave them some. But now they're going to give them billions of dollars, $1 billion of weapons, this and that. Okay, you should have given them those before, because the West is notorious for abandoning the people who think good about them, or those who think they, you know, have secured the loyalty of the West to them. They have no loyalty. Ask the people in Afghanistan about their loyalty and in other areas. Ukraine now is in the media. You hear it all over. They're saying we need to give Ukraine this and that, weapons and food and billions of dollars. And millions, like millions of Ukrainians actually cross the borders to their NATO neighbors. And anytime there is killing of women and children and civilians and unjustified war like this one, we resist it. We're against it, because Allah doesn't like mischief. However, the Russians did far more in Halab, in Syria, than they did in Ukraine. Did you forget all the carpet bombing of Halab, the largest city in Syria? Hundreds of thousands of Syrians were killed in that war, including those who were wiped out, men, women, and children, hospitals, schools, convoys of people trying to run away, they killed them. And the numbers who were killed in Syria are 50 to 100 times more than the 1,000 civilians killed in Ukraine. So what happened now to have all this media all over the world, all these countries, and, you know, economic sanctions, and all, why didn't you do it against Russia when they attacked Syria? They supported a small minority of Shia controlling tens of millions of Muslims who've been controlling them by force for decades. They supported them. They supported the killing. The Russians supported the killing of Muslims for all the time. Then they came because of all this red line, Obama's red line. If you cross this red line and use chemical weapons, we'll do this to you, Bashar Assad. Ah, you crossed it. I can't believe you crossed it. Okay, we have another line now. Oh, you crossed it again. Okay, we have another line. But now they are giving a red line to Ukraine and they want to stick to it. Why didn't they, the West, do all this, what they're doing now against Russia, when they intervened in Syria? You see, they waited and waited and waited. And Obama kept saying, I'm not going to give weapons to chicken farmers in Syria. Don't forget who was the vice president then. His name is Biden. Okay, the same president now. And they waited until the killing went on and on and on and on with these red lines and all that stuff. Then the Russians came and they occupied at least the northeast of Syria and talk about the killing and destruction, tens of thousands and tens of thousands. Who knows how many Syrians died? Who knows? Only the creator. But they allowed Russia to do that. Why didn't you do all this magnificent, you know, economic sanctions then? Maybe from then until now, Russia would have been weaker and unable to actually start this war. Because, yes, Russia has the largest stockpile of nuclear weapons. And that's the only thing that prevents any country from attacking them, actually, because they can, they have 6,500 nuclear weapons. So who will attack them unless they're crazy? But their economy and their, you know, the technology is not like the West. It's less. It's much less. And therefore, it could have been damaged a lot more than what happened when they took the Crimea. The Crimea, by the way, doesn't belong to Ukraine, doesn't belong to Russia. It doesn't even belong to Turkey. But the Turks, and this is 500 plus years ago, agreed. But the Turks, and this is 500 years ago, agreed to allow the Tatar Muslims to live in that area. And they are the ones who actually are the original inhabitants there. They don't like to be controlled by Russia or Ukraine. So 2014, you have the Crimea. Okay, they made a lot of fuss, far more than what they did when the Russians did what they did in Syria. They watched the Syrians, the Alawis, kill their own people, kill the Muslims in Syria, the gangs of Iranian Shia coming and literally kicking people out of their homelands and villages and farms and taken over. We have now, Allah knows how many Iranians now kicked out all the Sunnis, the Muslims from Syria. You have millions of Syrians who were kicked out of their country, literally. And when they wanted to go to the West, what happened? Did they show them all the generosity that Poland all of a sudden and Romania and Bulgaria are showing to the Ukrainians? Yeah, come. Yeah, they're coming in the millions over a few days. Syrians had to go through such a trip to go from North Syria through Turkey, Greece, the Greek. They did help, actually, but not like, they should have, but they did a little help. But this is a small country and they don't like Muslims. They pushed them out, or they wanted to go out, and they wanted to go through Bulgaria, Romania, and Hungary, not to stay there, but to go to Western Europe. You see, even as devastated as these Muslim immigrants were, they did not want to stay in Bulgaria. The leader of the Bulgaria, unbelievable racist, fascist man, he said he didn't want the Muslims to increase in Europe to change the demographic, whatever it is. He said he wouldn't allow them to pass through Bulgaria to go to the West. But they're telling you, we don't like your country, man. We don't want to stay here. We didn't leave what they call civil war, which is the war of, destruction in Syria, to come live in Bulgaria. Nobody dreamt about that. Very few people want to stay in Bulgaria. And then still, he didn't want them even to pass through his backward country. But now it's all open. MashaAllah, you have millions of Ukrainians. You're going there in a few days, billions of dollars. You see all kinds of charity organizations coming up with new ways of how we can help the Ukrainians and how we can reach them. The food, they need help. They need immigration. Let's do immigration now. All these Mexicans, let them stay at the southern border of America, But the Ukrainians, nah, let's bring them, because they are white. They're European. They're not Muslim. They're Christian. And we would like people to help them. I'm not saying we shouldn't help them, but I'm saying if there is a contract with hypocrisy, the West has it, has all rights to it, because these people, look how long it took them to intervene in Bosnia. After 200,000 Muslims were killed, they refused to give the Muslims in Bosnia weapons so that they don't escalate the war. When the Russia was giving the Serbians all kinds of weapons, it was okay then, 200,000, then Clinton said, oh no, that's enough, 200,000 is too much. He didn't say that, but It looks like that's the way they behave. And now they are giving not the Syrian chicken farmers, the Ukrainian corn farmers, they're giving them all kinds of weapons to shoot at the Russian tanks. Why? Why didn't that happen? You know, what about Afghanistan and the destruction that happened in Afghanistan for 20 years of those Western countries tried to destroy Islam in the hearts of the people, and they failed. They left the country in such a really devastated situation. You know, what about Iraq? What happened to Iraq? What happened to Syria? All these, you know, because they're Muslim. And there is no doubt that it is the only reason, even though the Syrians are not what they think. They're not coming from Africa. They're not black, even though North Africa, they're not black. You know, they're, you know, brown at least. But it's not when it comes to the colors, even, they don't care if there is a Muslim. Look at the terrible way they dealt with the Africans who wanted to immigrate from their country that were devastated, partly because of the interference of the West that keeps going and coming. Those Africans, how they were dealt so badly in Libya and how they treated them less than they treated humans. We don't do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he created us from one man, Adam, and one woman, Hawa, Eve, and made from them a lot of tribes and different nations so that we can get to know each other, not to kill each other. Because with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what counts, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, the one who is the closest and most honored by Allah, the creator of all things, is the one who has fear and obedience, fear from Allah and obedience to Allah. And therefore, we don't have any this problem, black, brown, yellow, and all that stuff. This is a European, you know, invention, and they're still drowned in it. So why are they doing all this for the Ukrainians? Why didn't they do this for the Syrians? Why did they try to prevent the Syrians from even saving themselves from death? They didn't give them weapons. They besieged them, really. And the West prevented Muslim countries from giving them any weapons. And now it's all open. Now, charity organizations, you know, if they try to go to Afghanistan, you know, call them terrorists. Now, all kinds of charity organizations, no restrictions whatsoever. They can do whatever they like to Ukraine, exactly. In Ukraine. And maybe you have a question.
Yeah, no, I don't have a question. It was, it's just a comment that I was just about to say, but you said it, like, Sheikh, you know, first thing is like the Palestinians, when they wanted to speak for their own rights, for their own land, and when they took like stones or pebbles, it was tweeted against them. And like, it's sad that even the Ukrainian prime minister, he had a tweet where he says that people should stand by Israel. And people should the president.
Zelensky,
the same guy. So, and subhanallah, it's like when some people, like, I'm not in support of asking people to, like, the concept of there are some youths like who are emotional and who would make hijrah in the name of hijrah and jihad, they go to Syria to fight against XYZ, whatever it is. I'm not saying in that support, but even then, when things like this came up, like taking a charity or something like that, collecting funds, the government spoke against it, right? Like, it was seen in a negative way. But now, when people are saying that I'm from like British and I'm American and I want to go there to fight against Russia, it's being praised. It's something that's praiseworthy right now, that it is broadcasted in the news as something very heroic, subhanallah. So you see the double standard. When it's done for the Muslims, it's terrorism. But when it's done for the West, for the whites, it's something praiseworthy, subhanallah. So this double standard.
2 points, Akhi. Number one, don't forget there are about 500,000 Muslims in Ukraine. Most of them in Crimea, the Tatar Muslims, and they've been devastated. But the Crimea is not now within the war zone because they took it over in 2014 and by force. So you have about 500,000 Muslims there. Also, you have about 500,000 Jews, including the president, Zelensky. He is a Jew. Okay. And look at this. Yeah, look at this. Yesterday, and this is what made me think that I should do the video right away. He said to Israel, our neighbors want to kill us. You understand what he said? Our neighbors want to kill us. Saying it to who?
Israel.
To Israel. Who's been saying what? Our neighbors want to kill us from the beginning. We need more money. We need more money. The Europeans tried to kill us. We came to steal Palestinian land. These people are there to challenge us. They want us actually to get out of their land. And they're terrorists. They want to kill us. The Arabs around us, they want to kill us. He's appealing to the Jews, his own people. And what the Jews used to say throughout, you know, from the beginning until today, that the Arabs want to kill us. Our neighbors want to kill us, like appealing to the Jews, you know, what you're suffering is what we're suffering. Do you know that at least tens of Ukrainian Jews arrived in Palestine?
SubhanAllah, I didn't know that.
It is said that about 10,000 of them are trying to get there. Now, here is the situation. So, the Russians are coming to take their homes and land. They run to Western Europe, who didn't say, we don't want you, go back where you came from. They said, no, you come in the millions. Now the Jews want to go to Palestine to take other people's land. How many Palestinians now will be thrown out of their lands, killed, or put in jail, or beat up to make place and space for the new Ukrainian Jews? And you're telling us this is, it's beyond hypocrisy, Akhi. It's beyond hypocrisy. It's a criminal behavior. So now instead of feeling for the Palestinians, what happened to them for about a century now, gradually, by force, kicked out of their land. The Jews in Ukraine most probably are not even Israelites. They are Slavs who became Jews a few centuries ago. They're not even Israelites. They claim they're Jews. So now you feel how it hurts to see women and children destroyed and killed, and you know, entire buildings collapsing on top of them, and millions of people having to leave their country. And they're from the same religion and same racial background as the Russians. You feel how it hurts now? That's what the Jews did to us for tens and tens of years. And instead of telling the Palestinians, at least you have a claim. They don't want to do that. They just came, stole our lands and kicked us out. And now they want to do it even some more for newcomers from Ukraine. And it didn't like, what? They don't have any hearts there? Isn't this what the Palestinians have been suffering, the women and children? Don't you see the videos where the Israeli army is beating up on people and shooting young children and putting them in jail, all kinds of things, you know? And it's been going on every day to the extent that even Netanyahu said that the people in the Middle East who had the most to suffer and lose are the Palestinians. Can you believe that? Even him said that. Even G.W. Bush, the one who went and occupied Afghanistan and said, you know, after the occupation of Iraq, mission accomplished. Yeah, in Afghanistan, they killed so many thousands, you know, hundreds of thousands of Afghanis were killed. Nobody knows who, The drones keep going while we speak. And, you know, read about it. Obama is the king of drones.
No.
He's the one who brought all these drones against Muslims in Afghanistan, in Yemen. Even in Pakistan, in Iraq, in Syria, the drones killing the Muslims day and night. You know, in Yemen, you know, where people may be traveling with other people, they don't even know who they are. The bomb comes and kills them all because there is one of them is like a terrorist, according to them. So all this put together, and Bush, you know, he went to Afghanistan. They wanted to change Islam and they were defeated. They left after spending trillions of dollars. Same for Iraq. They surrendered Iraq for free, furnished to Iran. That's supposed enemy of the West. They gave them Iraq for free. And now Syria fell under the Iranian control and the Russian army is there. So if you look at that, all of this together, you will find that I'm sure the devil is happy. There is no way the devil is, you know, feeling sad, because his biggest enemies are Islam and Muslims, and they are being attacked and targeted everywhere. Muslims being killed everywhere. But now there is all this, you know, like a wedding party. Ukraine. I don't mind to give Ukraine, especially women and children. We don't discriminate. If somebody is suffering like that, you know that if I am a Muslim living in Ukraine, either a Ukrainian Muslim or, you know, been living there and see my neighbors, women and children who are not Muslim being attacked by Russians, I would defend them. This is my religion. But I would like to say, like what you just said, if people wanted to defend themselves in Syria, they called them terrorists in Afghanistan. And they mixed up the groups of Khawarij, the extremists who use the religion to kill civilians, who mainly kill Muslims.
Yeah.
They mixed that with those who wanted to defend themselves.
Exactly.
And, you know, just defend themselves.
No.
Nobody wants to die. You know, everybody, if you take a poll between before they die, would you like to die? You say, no, we'd like to stay here, you know, even in a miserable life. But look at the killing and destruction, and look at all the sympathy with Ukraine. It makes you feel really that it is about Islam, it is against Islam. And I remind you again, being the leader of Bulgaria, don't you feel ashamed that even people who come from devastated areas don't want to stay in my country? How bad is it in Bulgaria that even people who are running away with their lives, with their children, don't want to even stay there? But they wouldn't let them do that. At the second point, at the borders of especially Poland, they didn't allow many Syrians to take refuge there. By the way, you know that they restricted. It's not like Germany.
Yeah.
I have an article on my Facebook page. Maybe I should bring it back. Germany is still the smartest Western country because they allowed 1 million Muslims in, mainly from Syria. These Muslims, they're ready to work and pay taxes. They are smart. Many of them had businesses. They have, they're educated or they have skills. So they're coming just to work, you know, and those other countries, Poland wouldn't allow. Now they're discriminating against Muslims who are trying to run away from the Russians. You know, if you hear and see the reports by, you know, those CBS, NBC, CNN, and all these reporters who, wherever there is killing, you find their faces. They're here in Afghanistan. What about the women? What's going to happen to the women here? Yeah.
What about their education?
Now in Ukraine, and they're going in Ukraine, men, women, reporters, you know, they're always talking about all this stuff. Did they mention the plight of Muslims? And again, the Africans who have been living in Ukraine, some of them for a long time, they have citizenship. They discriminated against them at the borders because they didn't want those black people. They didn't want the brown people, the Arabs. They didn't want Muslims. They just want their own kind. Now, what's going to happen to the millions of Ukrainians who crossed into other countries? You think they're coming back soon? They're not coming back soon, because Putin has been saying for a long time that he's going to do what he did now. And he's not going to, you know, at least the areas he took control of, now he's not leaving. Who's going to make him leave? What country on the face of the earth can go to a country with the largest stockpile of nuclear weapons and they can use it, use them very efficiently to kill millions and hundreds of millions of people? Who's going to come there and try to force Russia to leave that area? And don't forget the Muslims in China and the Muslims in India, what's been happening to them for a very long time. But it's like I said, Akhi, it's beyond hypocrisy. It is clearly criminal. One more point I want to add, and maybe you have another question or comment. There are Muslims who Russia is trying now to recruit to go fight the Ukrainians. Don't do it. Do not do it. They are clearly the aggressors. Don't forget Russia, Putin, the butcher of Chechnya, the butcher of Halab and Syria. Don't forget these people, what they did to Chechnya, you know, in the Second War, when Putin took over. The entire population, almost, you know, a third of the population was killed. Did you hear about that? Sure. Not 1,000 Ukrainian from a country of, you know, close to 30 million people, you see? A country of 2 million people, they killed almost a third of the population. Doing the same like what happened in the First War and what happened during the time of Stalin. Stalin accused the Chechens and accused also the Crimean Tatars that they helped Germany, deported many of them, and they went through inhumane behavior and treatment for history to talk about for a long time to come. Now, Chechnya, he came and destroyed it, did the same thing, carpet bombing, tanks, you know, shelling, all kinds of weapons, used it and killed the Muslims there. Nothing happened. Just like what he did in Halab, nothing happened. Nothing happened because who are being killed? The Muslims. So the formula now becomes more. Finally, another point to add, look at France and Mali. So they went to Mali, or Mali, you know, had major problems between some extremist Muslim groups that really destroyed it. You know, the Muslims, Arabs, and Africans who are brothers and sisters in blood, in religion, doesn't matter the color of the skin, we're all the sons of Adam and Eve. They were living together, and then those extremists started making trouble, so France came, and they really killed so many Muslims in the north of Mali. And now, after feeling and finding that they're not getting any war, where they're trying to withdraw the few hundred soldiers they had there. I mean, Russia is this big, and France is this big. So whatever they could afford, they occupied Mali. Nobody's saying about it, and they did so many atrocities there. What can we say, Akhi? It's the Muslims who are suffering, then the racial groups, Sahih. See? And then after that, you know, whatever happens, happens. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidding killing people without justification. If that person is a Muslim, a non-Muslim, especially women and children, especially those who Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Mercy said, don't kill women and children. If they listen to him, then this wouldn't have happened. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save Muslims from all this trouble. Do you have any comment or question?
No, subhanAllah. It's just subhanAllah, even myself, I can't express, like, when I see, like it's everywhere. The news is everywhere, to the point that when I want to use my PayPal, whilst I'm checking out for my PayPal, they ask for the Ukraine donation. And subhanAllah, it's all good. Yani, if you're supporting the needy and the ones who are being oppressed, yani, it's all good. But subhanAllah, this double standard, wallahi, it has no justification. Wallahi.
You reminded me, akhi, it's beyond that, akhi. It's beyond double standards. These people, like I said, if there is a contract with hypocrisy, the West got it. They have the first, you know, access to it. They're the ones who signed it and did it. You know, Biden now is, you know, trying to show himself that he's tough. And,
if
you were this tough, you should have advised your President Obama to say, listen, let's hit Russia now, since we killed a lot of Muslims already in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and Syria. You know, let's not allow Russia to kill Muslims. Maybe. It's a joke, you know.
Yes.
There's no way it's going to happen. Yeah. So let's stop Russia from coming to Syria and hit them very hard economically. So in a few years, it's going to be difficult for Russia to do anything. No, now you're acting. Akhi, I say to almost everybody, the Biden administration, they won the election and went back into coma. This man is in a coma, man. He doesn't. His own people are frustrated. They don't know what he's doing, why he's doing it.
He's very confused. Yeah,
he's very confused, man, very old man. After four terrible years with Trump, who said before he became president, Islam hates us. You know, for people who danced in celebration welcoming Trump, he said, Islam hates us. And he wanted to put pig blood on bullets and things, you know, to shoot at Muslims. That's the man. After 4 years, this man is in a coma. I mean, why are all these Mexican people at the border left alone to face smugglers and violence at the borders of America and Mexico? But these people, all of a sudden, millions of people, let's bring them in. Why? And Poland, why did they do that? Except for the reason that, of course, they're Slavs, just like the Russians and the Ukrainians. I don't see any other reason. There is no reason to deny some groups of people, you know, access, and then all of a sudden open the hearts for these people. If you try to help these people, you're a terrorist. If you try to help these people, you are a hero.
A hero.
And what can I say, Akhi? So he reminded me about PayPal. So PayPal, my bank, I leave very little money in the bank, just so people, when they want to send donation, I take it out immediately. They remind me about Ukraine. PayPal, I stopped using them years ago. I was in Palestine, okay? And PayPal, I had my money. For some reason, I forgot to transfer those monies, my money, you know, to my account. I forgot. So I went to Palestine to visit, took my family for the first time to see Palestine, tried to use my PayPal card one time, two times, three times. They canceled all my accounts.
Allahu.
And for some reason, my bank that has nothing to do with PayPal also canceled my accounts. Because I was what? What do you think I'm going to do with $500? Overthrow Netanyahu? I mean, I can't even overthrow, a cow, you know, to overthrow a cow and, you know, hang it by the, it's going to cost you about a couple of hundred dollars. That's what they did to me. Now they're asking you for Ukraine. I caution you, Akhi, you know, we should help people who need help, but be careful. If your name is a Muslim and goes to Ukraine, who knows? In a few months, 2 years, they say, and all the terrorist groups sent money to the Ukrainians so that they can keep fighting the Russians, whatever it is they can come up with. Wallah, we reject what's happening. We reject Russia. They're the butchers of Muslims in last century and this century. And then from before, what they did to the Ottoman Muslims for hundreds of years, for a lot of years. And then what they're doing to Muslims all over, we reject that. However, we can't be silent and not tell people about this extreme hypocrisy, and that I swear by Allah, I can't believe that the devil is sad No way. He's happy. Multiple, you know, accounts. Number one, they wouldn't allow Muslims to come in. He won. Now all this death and destruction, you know, he likes it, and his people. And Putin is the criminal. He's a war criminal. He started this way before, not today or last week. They're asking Biden, is he a war criminal? No. Then maybe he woke up and then said, yes, he is. Now, for killing 1,000 Ukrainians? What about the tens of thousands of people in Halab who were killed? What about the hundreds of thousands who were killed in Chechnya? This man is a butcher. Now you're telling me, but who's given this, you know, account and his decision about Putin being a war criminal? Those who occupied Iraq, Afghanistan for decades, and then instead of feeding America's hungry and the children here, you know that millions of children here, they need food. They need food, really, food, you know? And they spend trillions of dollars running after countries that didn't do them any wrong, especially Iraq, you know, and allowing Iran to play all this destructive role in the Gulf area, trying to destroy the Gulf countries, the last, you know, bastion of Islam, defending against the Ja'fari religion from taking over Mecca and Medina, which is their dream for centuries and centuries and centuries. It's a lot to talk about, Akhi, but, you know, I wanted to say this, and really, I'm really, it disgusts me to see how those Western people behave, how, you know, after they, you know, lost Afghanistan, what's going to happen to the women now? What's going to happen to those women who took off their hijab? Those women judges in Afghanistan, what's going to happen to them? What's going to happen to the Ukrainian women? You know, what's going to happen to the Ukrainian children? I mean, look at the reports. One more thing I really have to say. You see the images now. Did you see a fraction of those images from Syria or from Iraq, from Afghanistan, where Muslims were being killed, where weddings been, you know, completely destroyed, the people who are there killed?
Yeah, subhanAllah.
So many weddings in Afghanistan were bombed. Did you see those? No. We saw one image, maybe out of a few, of that man who was trying with his children to fill their car with water to take it to, you know, the charity organization. That man who they bombed, and they said after, you know, what happened in the after the explosion in the airport in Afghanistan, say they bombed that man, and they said he's a terrorist. He's filling his car with the weapons and whatever. It turned out he was with his children and nephews filling the car with water, and he, you know, wanted to take them so they can go give needy people some water. They killed them all. You know how much they offered each one of them? $2,000. The families, for the ones who were killed. So you kill a Muslim by mistake, you try to deny it, then you admit it, $2,000. How cheap? How cheap is the life of Muslims? And well, had they listened to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had the extremist Muslims listened to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a lot of this wouldn't have happened. Nothing the extremists have done collectively can be close to one bombing by Russia over Halab or Chechnya, one bombing by the West, NATO, over Afghanistan, one bombing over Iraq, where so many people who were gathering, you know, or in shelters were killed. Things are not good because Muslims have surrendered leadership. The leadership they used to have for so many, you know, centuries, because they adhered to their religion. And the religion is the religion of mercy and truth. Nothing in the history of Islam can come close to this devastation that these Western people have done to themselves only in the last century and now, you know, the two world wars and all this death and destruction and the weapons that are being used all over are European weapons. They invented the weapons and they used them against each other and against us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove all this evil from the people and to bring them back to the mercy. The mercy of Islam. The mercy of Islam. Islam is the only one who tells them that you can't do that. Otherwise, the creator of all things will punish you very severely if you kill a person without justification, especially if it is a civilian, old person, member of the clergy, women, children. Even killing animals is not allowed in our religion. So there is nothing to apologize for, to be shy about. We love our religion because it taught us all these good things.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh, for shedding some light on this topic. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for everyone. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the reality and make it like us Muslims. It's the time. Yani, it has always been the time, but we are so far away from the Sunnah, so far away from the real ilm. Subhanallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. That's all we can say. Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. Inshallah, we'll come up next time, inshallah, with another video. If you guys are benefiting from these videos, then please subscribe to our channel, like our videos, and share it with others. Through this, it helps us reach our da'wah to everyone else. And also, if you want us to continue doing this and you want to support us in this, then please support us. You can donate us. Every details will be given in the description below. So again, Jazakallah khairan for watching. I hope you guys found it beneficial. And Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.